Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, one addendum to the last segment from a listener posting as Robert, comment number 22 on our board, who says he is a Guamanian, born in Guam, but became automatically eligible to vote when he did move to the U.S. mainland. So he takes issue with the previous guests who said you'd have to become a naturalized citizen from Guam. We'll try to confirm it. But here's a question for people from New Jersey. Is it time for Frank Lautenberg to go as U.S. Senator? Garden State Democrats will make that decision in the primary next Tuesday. The New York Times today came out with an endorsement in this race, and they did endorse Lautenberg for reelection. But his main challenger in New Jersey is Congressman Rob Andrews, a member of the House since 1990. And Mr. Andrews joins us now for a candidate interview. Congressman, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Brian, it's nice to be back with you again. Thanks for the opportunity.
So is Frank Lautenberg doing such a bad job that he should be unseated in a primary?
I don't think it's about that. I think it's time for a change. The election's about the future. It's about the next 6 years and who has the specificity and the substance and drive to get things done the country needs done. You know, you mentioned editorials. Four of the five editorial boards that have chosen this race have chosen me.
Tell me the four. Tell our listeners the four.
The New York Star Ledger, Philadelphia Inquirer, the Gannett paper in southern New Jersey, and the Gloucester County Times in southern New Jersey. Of the five that have endorsed thus far, we got four. And the argument they've uniformly made is the senator has served the state well, and he has. I respect him very, very much. But the country's at a critical crossroads. We're isolated in the world. We're indebted in our economy. We're divided at home. And it is time for a change. And I've offered a very vigorous campaign designed to argue for that change.
But wait, Democrats would say it's time for a change of power to the Democratic Party over the Republican Party. Why does Lautenberg fit into this time for a change thing unless that's code for his age?
Because change is an empty vessel if you're not specific about what it means. For example, I've specifically supported repealing the Bush tax breaks for the top 5%, Brian, for people making more than $350,000 a year, and putting that money into domestic priorities. The senator has said that he would re-examine the Bush tax cuts. I said I would repeal them. I mean, that's an example of the difference. So there's differences on health care. I've been quite specific about how I would cover the uninsured in the country. The Star Ledger said the senator had been vague and used buzzwords, but not really talked about how he'd get it done.
How would you get it?
It changes an empty promise if it's not backed up by substance.
How would you get it done? People want to know.
Here's what I would do. I would repeal the tax cut for the top 5%. That would yield us $1.5 trillion over 10 years. I would put a trillion of that, by the way, Brian, in deficit reduction because I think it's so important for the long-term future. But of the remaining $500 billion, I would put the lion's share of that into health insurance. I would use it to subsidize small businesses, purchasing insurance for their employees. I would subsidize COBRA benefits for people between jobs. I would fully fund the children's health insurance program. I would require the big companies like the Walmarts of the world to stop being a free rider and take responsibility to either cover their employees or pay into a fund that would. So that's the way I would approach that problem.
The Times endorsement of Lautenberg today characterizes you as somewhat more conservative than him, and it describes you as a defender of the Iraq War, for example. How would you describe yourself on the right-left continuum compared to Lautenberg in general and yourself on the war?
In essentially the same place. Again, the Star Ledger said we were both champions of traditional liberal democratic values like stem cell research, a woman's right to choose, civil rights. The senator and I have almost identical voting records, so I think that's a mischaracterization. And on the war, it's very important to understand here that once the senator got back to the Senate after his retirement, he came back to the Senate, and he unequivocally embraced the war. This is after he had a chance to hear the intelligence reports and see the briefings. When Secretary Powell went to the United Nations in February of 2003, Senator Lautenberg said that Secretary Powell had, quote, removed all doubts that Saddam had chemical and biological weapons.
As a lot of people were saying at that time, How did you vote on that authorization measure?
I voted for it. I voted for it because I thought that the intelligence was right, that if someone has chemical and biological weapons and intends to use them against the United States, we have to defend ourselves. Now, that intelligence proved to be criminally manipulated and wrong, but it's important to understand here. The senator took exactly the same position that I did. The difference is I've explained my position. He's avoided making that explanation.
The Times says you've been more of a defender of the war. Do you have a different position from him going forward on what to do in Iraq?
Yeah, that's frankly, again, inaccurate. 18 months ago, I stood up and laid out a very detailed plan as to how to get out of Iraq that called for a maximum of an 18-month timetable to withdraw. This was in November, Brian, of 2006, long before there was any campaign. The senator has never articulated the way out, and that's the question I'm hearing from the 45,000 New Jerseyans that I've met.
So you would set a timeline for withdrawal of all the troops of 18 months, all the troops?
Maximum of 18 months. I've been to Iraq twice, and I believe we could accomplish it more expeditiously than that.
You said we were criminally misled?
I believe we were. I think that if you read what Joe Wilson has had to say, Joseph Wilson, I should say, Ambassador Wilson, that there was a deliberate attempt to mislead the public on yellow cake and on other intelligence about weapons of mass destruction.
Should the president and or vice president, therefore, be impeached?
Yes, if there is evidence that there was a deliberate decision to identify Ms. Flame's identity as a CIA agent, yeah, I think that's a high crime or misdemeanor.
It sounds like you're convinced that the evidence exists.
Yeah, I think it does, but me thinking it does is not a sufficient grounds for impeachment. What ought to happen, what is happening, is that Chairman John Conyers of the House Judiciary Committee is investigating this issue. I think that if you deliberately reveal the identity of a CIA agent, certainly for political purposes, that is a high crime and misdemeanor.
The Times disses you for voting like a Republican on the constitutional amendment to prevent flag burning.
Well, I did vote for that because I frankly believe that flag burning is conduct and not speech. I think it is on the order of magnitude of other hate crimes that are done to offend and hurt people. So I would respectfully part company with the Times on that one.
Did you endorse Clinton or Obama?
I'm a Hillary Clinton superdelegate. I have a cape. I have tights. I can fly. There's a whole deal. I support Senator Clinton. I will tell you that I think the time has come for unity to become the principal value of the Democratic race right now. I think we need to unify. And
meaning it's time for her to drop out?
I would not make a statement like that in a public context, Brian. I think that's disrespectful. But the numbers do speak for themselves. The ongoing tension of the campaign is not fruitful. The Republicans are running their November campaign now, and we need to start to run ours.
Let me play one of your own campaign commercials that has become controversial, and we're going to be out of time soon, but I want to get your reaction to people's
Sure.
reaction to this.
I'm Rob Andrews, and I approve this message.
1982, one of the low points in New Jersey political history. Frank Lautenberg bases his campaign against Millicent Fenwick on her age. She's 72. Using not-so-veiled language, Lautenberg actually says it's okay for a man to make fun of a woman's age. Now, Lautenberg will be 91 at the end of his term. 91. Newspapers have said it's time for a change. It's hard when your own words come back to haunt you, isn't it, Mr. Lautenberg?
So a lot of people are angry at you for citing his age in that ad or the age that he would be 7 years from now and say that's ageist.
You know, I haven't met these people who are so angry, Brian. I don't know if you have, but I've been out and met 45,000 voters in the state, and here's what they say.
There are some of them on our comments page right now. I'll say we've met them that way.
All right, that's fine. Here's what people are saying to me. The senator raised this issue in 1982 when he explicitly ran his campaign on the argument that Mrs. Fenwick at the age of 72 was too old to serve in the Senate. And they are asking why there is one set of rules for a man and a different set of rules for a woman.
So what's the single standard, though, with respect to age? Bring it up or not bring it up?
I think it's fair to bring it up when he's brought it up. And I think the voters will determine whether he is holding himself to the same standard that he held Mrs. Fenwick to 26 years ago.
And what's the right standard, though?
It's an issue that it's for the voters to determine, not me. But the senator raised this issue 26 years ago. voters are raising it now because the senator has been absent from the campaign trail. He does very few events. He's agreed to only two debates at the very, very end of the campaign. Didn't attend the NAACP candidate forum in Hackensack. He didn't attend a joint appearance that we had on a neighboring radio station of yours in New York yesterday. The senator is running an absentee campaign, and it does reinforce the questions that people are asking.
Congressman who hopes to be the next Democratic senator from New Jersey, Rob Andrews, running against Senator Frank Lautenberg in the Democratic primary next Tuesday. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
And I will mention that we have invited Senator Lautenberg to come on and also be interviewed before the primary. We've contacted his office repeatedly, and he has so far declined.